I dealt long and hard with a guy in our church who argued till he was blue in the face with me. He says it is loving to give a cup of cold water without any reference to hell or salvation to a thirsty person. And I said, it is not ultimately loving if you have no design for their salvation. I don't mean that you stop giving it to them if they don't believe. I mean that when you give them the cup and you don't care whether it leads them to eternal life or not, you're not a loving person. I don't care how thirsty they are.
How about verbally mention it?
Well, that would certainly be even better. I was just working with him in terms of what must be the case. What must be. I can't argue that every time you give your enemy a cup of water, you must mention the gospel verbally. But I can argue that if your whole approach towards culture transformation or suffer amelioration isn't aimed and designed and tailored, which would include a lot of speaking, tailored towards delivering people from ultimate suffering, you don't love them. You simply don't love them. You say you do, but you don't believe in hell or whatever. So the way I like to talk at Bethlehem is we are about alleviating all suffering, especially eternal suffering. And the alleviating of the short-term suffering is a means to awakening them to the kind of God who died for them so that they might be saved from eternal suffering.